Narrowly Meadows has got a special guest. Nez.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've got GWS coach Leon Cameron with me. We were just discussing, it's a bit weird here. The lights have been off under the roof at Etihad Stadium for quite some time. A bit different for the warm-up, Leon.
I haven't seen that since Waverley days. yeah, look, it is unique. I mean, a lot of our boys come out here, you know, between that meeting and the first warm-up just to have some shots. So hopefully they're nailing ones when it's dark. We'll make it easier when the lights come on, I hope.
You have a bit of a puzzled look on your face at the moment. Shane Mumford came in with a bit of an ankle injury that he picked up last week, but no late changes. So is he all okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He trained yesterday pretty well. And look, he probably doesn't train much during the week regardless, whether he's fully fit or not, because he, you know, as we know, he plays such a combative game. So, but he'll be right. He'll be looking forward to the challenge against Longwood. I think it's going to be a great draw.
And Leon, your first in clearances for this year, is that a stat that's important to you, or do they have to be scoring from clearances, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, look, Juddy, I think it's good that it's in your half of the ground if you're obviously clearing the ball, but disappointing if you don't sort of capitalise. I think there's no doubt we are winning that count more than not, but I would have to say that we need to score a little bit more from it. And probably this time last year, that probably would have been our number one strength, and it's probably dropped away a little bit scoring from those clearances.
Yeah, Noel, Hodgie here, mate.
Hello, Hodgie.
Hello, buddy. Asking about Toby Green. People have been saying how he needs to settle down a bit. From playing against him, he plays his best footy when he's on edge, when he's physical, when he's having a crack at the opposition. So people say he needs to tone it down, but from your point of view, you don't want to take that anger out of him totally, do you?
No. I mean, you know, Hodgie, I mean, in your early part of your career, you didn't tone it down either, did you, buddy?
Tried to.
Look, you know what it's like. I mean, when you get the competitive animals that players are, you don't want to lose that, and especially, you know, when you're playing big games. And, look, he's got that. A lot's been spoken about it over the last couple of weeks. And look, it's disappointing that he's not, you know, I'm disappointed he's not playing tonight. You know, I can't get away from that, and he's disappointed as well. But 98% of Toby Green, he's very, very good. And this experience hopefully, teaches that lesson of when he's in the moment, and there's going to be a lot more moments over the next 10 or 12 years for him. He's got to be able to make sure that he makes better decisions.
Leon, he's one of the big outs tonight, Haynes the other, but you've got a couple of very big ins too in Davis and Coniglio. And Coniglio, we get to see for the first time in 2017. Percentage-wise, what is his fitness going into this one?
It's a real good one, Damien, because, look, it's 8 weeks. We actually wanted it to be six. Last week they had a bye, the kneeful, yep. So we couldn't sort of give him, you know, 50 or 60 minutes or 80 minutes at lower level. But all indications are that he's ready to go. But in saying that, I mean, to come up and play your first game after you've been out for 8 weeks is going to be a huge task. But he is our vice captain. We do value his opinion. He thinks he's absolutely cherry ripe to go. And he'll play in the midfield, which is obviously tough first up. But, and he's going to come up against some really good opponents. But I'm confident he can get through.
Hey, Leon, we were just talking before about Josh Kelly and having a $9 million offer over 9 years at North Melbourne. How do you deal with that as a club? Is there weekly conversations going on with him? Talk that he may stay down this weekend and have a chat to his family. Is that an ongoing thing?
Yeah, it is. It is, Darce. It is going to be ongoing. I mean, really, it's going to be ongoing until either we sign him or it's put on hold. I mean, that's the reality of it all. I mean, he's a terrific kid. I can't speak more highly of him. But, we have to deal with these things that come across our way. And, it's obviously quite unique, that sort of deal in front of him. But, we can speak about it lightheartedly at times, but we've had a really, you know, good couple of serious chats. But also you've got to let him do his own thinking as well. And, he loves this footy club, but, this is a bit of a spanner in the works. But, I'm confident that, he wants to stay at our club.
And Leon, just on that, do you personally feel that the next 48 hours could be pretty crucial to what he ultimately decides to do, given he will be spending it with people closest to him?
Look, there's no doubt, he's going to stay down and spend some time with his mum and dad. And, they're a great family. I wouldn't say the next 48 hours are crucial, Damien, because I think, probably the next month is,
yeah.
Because it's going to be a number of people that he'll confide in.
Then the buy period comes in.
Absolutely,
that time
absolutely. So from a club point of view, we'd love to get it done within 48 hours. It'd be fantastic our way, but with such good kids like that, we give them time and, hopefully you can make the decision and stay at the Giants.
Leon Howard here. We appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. Just before we let you go, my spies tell me out of the GWS that you are one of the great orators. They say your halftime speeches, your end-of-match speeches are fantastic. Is this the lesson you learned at Darce's wedding when you were the best man and delivered one of the loosest speeches ever known in the history of weddings?
It probably is, Howie. I don't know if I'm the greatest orator going around, but probably went over the top a little bit in Darce's wedding, but he deserved every bit of it.
Fair to say, Nana Darce didn't forgive you, mate, until then.
Still at loggerheads with Nana Darce at the moment.
We're off on a couple of tangents, it's fair to say, Damo. Went more down your 21st angle, Jaddy.
No.
One particular story that we'll never go to air. I tell you, Nathan Brown didn't cover himself in glory that night either. He works with us on a Friday night. He got hold of the microphone and was disgraceful at one stage. So
we've all got demons, haven't we?
Yeah? We
appreciate your time, Leon. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.